on that trick, you know.
Let's
was there a bin or something?
That's a swinger crew right there. Swinger crew right there. See that bin? Not this. Now that's a chain. That's a swinger crew right there. Hey, you got some with it?
Yeah, I got one that I've bought.
See?
Do you?
Mm-hmm. See right there?
Uh-huh.
It's about that long. And that's what you put behind the plow or anything you're going to push. See that thing right there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same thing if you had two of them?
No, you had a double crew.
If you had two
okay.
of them.
And then two hooked on to the double.
Okay. And would you call the, do you have leather or straps or something that
this,
you
this
know?
Is what you call a bridle.
Yeah.
Now on your wagons and your buggies, you had leather straps to
mm-hmm.
guide the mule with. But like I told you that when you were plying them, they called it ply lines, just a rope. I went to a man's house last Saturday evening to get some seed corn. He got a little old mule weighed about 600 pounds, just a little old pet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to hold the mule where he could cut a half, because she bites you, you know.
Yeah.
So I held him. And then he told me, he said, take her now and lead her up to the gate and hold on her. I said, watch it, don't let it bite you. I said, lead up the gate and take a hold of them. Just drop it on the ground, see what she'll do. When I dropped it on the ground, she got it in the mouth and held it up for me to put it back on.
He had a trade, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He said she'd go in the house and she called the door open.
No, really?
Poor little mule.
Man just got too long down in her eyes and he wanted to cut it.
Well, it was, you know, from the ears back to the shoulder, it done got about that long.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, people used to, along about this time of year, they clipped the mules, you know. Cut all that hair off where it'd stay cool working, you know.
Yeah. Just the long part?
Clipped them all over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like they do dogs?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
clip all their hair.
They'd take him in, it took two to do it. The thing, you had to turn it by hand, you know, made a tub and all. And one had to do the cut.
Hmm.
And sometimes it'd whop you too.
Kick you?
Kick you. Bite you too.
They didn't like that, huh?
My daddy died with a scar on his arm where a mule bit it.
Where it bit it?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-mm. They got big teeth, too.
Yeah. When he went to put the harness on him, you know, you had to tie them hangs together at the bottom with a rope or either a piece of leather. And he must have got a little too tight or something. That would be beating my man.
Mm. Gosh.
Well,
what do you call it when you're hooking them up?
Hitching them up.
Or harness up?
Well, you put the bridle, what they call the bridle on them, you know, first.
Yeah.
And then, most people used to, when we already done it, we take a curry comb, you know, clean them all, get all the dead hair off. And then we start putting the harness on. And then if you were going to the field to ply, and you left your ply in the field, you could get on and ride it.
Oh, okay. But what about the plow?
Well, the plow would be in the field, or either you'd catch.
Oh, it'd be out there already.
Yeah. When you get through with the job, you bring it in.
Yeah. And when you're riding, like on horseback or a mule, too, you have the same...